This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to a weekly wrap-up. I've already got a meet in the chat going, this is my Super Bowl today.
Yeah. Love that for us.
Don't I look like a gamer? Don't I look like I'm about to lead us through, I'm going to take us through, like, I don't know.
Very much Call of Duty. Yes.
We're Call of Duty.
Bad guys on Call of Duty.
Yeah. And I'm like yelling at people in the headset. This is exactly what I look like right now.
Y'all, I told her.
Background.
I gave her a new name earlier. I said she's Emily K from now on when she wears these glasses.
I'm obsessed.
Or Angie Hanks. Take your pick.
Which one do I like better? Emily K. What?
Well, I said, this is so random. Literally nothing we're talking about has to do with, I don't even know what we're talking about. You know, I just show up to have a good time.
I know, but that's what I tell you. Like, I need you to do nothing. Just, I will say things and you have the commentary.
Exactly. I don't know why, but today I thought about, I think it's because I saw, like, I was on Instagram this morning and I saw a story about Danielle Cabral over in Jersey and how, like, she's done, like, I guess a lot of work to her face or whatever. For some reason, that post stressed me out so much because I was like, the thought of Jersey coming back has me in so, it's the way I feel about Potomac now, because now Potomac, I already don't like this season because it's, I don't know what they're doing, but the fandom makes me not even want to like look at the post or anything. And Jersey is a lot. I'm not looking forward to them coming back. Like, I'm trying to think who they're going to coincide with. I'm like, y'all got to give us season 2 of Dubai or something. Like, I can't just watch Jersey. Otherwise I might have to take a hiatus.
I feel the same way about Jersey. Like, if anyone posting things about it coming back, I don't want to see either. The Potomac thing, though, on that note, did you see, I don't remember, it may have been Queens of Bravo that posted. Bravo is claiming that this is the highest rated season of Potomac, and I don't believe that.
Definitely not live rating, so they must be talking about, like, the few
Even
days.
Even that, I don't believe. I'm not watching it.
I tapped out after episode 4, so I don't know what's been going on. I watched through Instagram, like, you know, I barely do because the people commenting, I'm just like, good Lord, like, go touch grass, like, too much.
I'm like, you guys can just say anything because we have no way of really verifying the data because I don't have access to, like, the ratings, you know, you could tell me anything because I just really don't believe that.
It's like when Netflix puts out those, like, you know, they can say something
number one on whatever. I'm like, sis.
In history. I'm like, right. But, like, even them, I'm like, okay, well, literally every household has Netflix. So, like, I can almost buy that. Like, that's believable. You're telling me our small subsection that watches Housewives, they're all, like, flocking on Sundays to watch this season. Not season 4, the most immaculate thing on the planet. This one? Oh, okay. I guess. The thought that I want a Jersey reboot at this point. You know, I was always saying, like, let's build it around, like, I don't know, someone else in the friend. Everyone can go. Just give us someone new.
No, even... I think that I agree. But honestly, is it even worth with Potomac, is it even worth recasting and like starting?
Oh, I'm in Jersey.
No.
Potomac. Like, oh, this. You go get me in trouble this Sunday morning. Potomac. I would almost say, go back to what you had like originally, and then add three new girls. So I think our like four OGs and three new girls can stay. Candace.
She's over it. Candace is trying to get her music career going.
I spent this her entire time loving Candace, but yeah. I'm so over Candace now, just because like every time I see her on Instagram, it's something like, this is why you should all like feel bad for me about something. And I'm like, oh God, like it's just, and she might be right, cause I'm not watching the show, but I'm like, I can't keep looking at this all the way down my timeline. Wendy, is it like Mia, I don't know if I like Mia like on the show because she's funny to me, but like I don't know if she has that main character energy that necessarily she needs. I would just say go back to the OGs and add three new girls, make it feel like a new show, because
I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm just kind of,
I like that idea
for it. But even I might even say if they don't want to do that, I'd say keep Giselle, Robin, Karen, because I know I'm you know, in tune enough to know that Karen's a fan favorite. Keep those three, because y'all need the two that y'all hate that I love. Keep Karen. That's three. If you want to keep Karen, I'm not Karen, Candace or Wendy, maybe I'd say Candace if I had to pick one. Keep those four, because, you know, people feel a way about Ashley not really doing much anymore.
Yes.
Divorced from Michael. So yep. Even that four, I think four is a good number, and then three more, even if they want to
four
more.
I actually love that idea.
Let's do it. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm. We got it. Yeah, we got to do something. But I agree on Jersey. I don't like, you know, the way they could save it. Like, Teresa's over it. Teresa does not want to play their bullshit games anymore. She's
right.
When you get that savvy about production and how they do things, and like production knows that they have to kind of cater to you, it's you've lost. It's like with Kyle, kind of.
Yeah.
Like you know, like there's, it comes to a point where they've just been doing it too long because they just know the game too well. And as much as we know it's not like a documentary, we kind of want it to still have a little bit of that feel to it.
Right, right, exactly.
And Teresa's like, nope, I just want to show you guys with my happy life and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. I mean, I want a little bit of that, but not that's not all I want. I want some conflict, because that's what's interesting. And Danielle is such a, like, she came out promising at first, because she gave us like that real thick Jersey,
yes,
you know, mob wives type of vibe, which I'm like, if we brought in,
she reminded me of The Roots, right? Yeah, of the show. That's why I like
exactly that. Exactly. But she's proven not to be great, in my opinion. And okay, I feel weird, but her before and after pictures, I was like, I don't see that big of a difference.
You know what?
Oh, good. I'm not alone. I swear.
No, I feel the opposite.
I got confused which was the new and which was the old.
Had they just shown me like that new one and not like the before, like if you put them side by side, then it's not. But had they just shown me like that one like new picture, I don't know if I would have known who it was.
Oh, really? I guess because her hair is so obvious to me. I guess it just didn't. I didn't look. Jennifer Fessler had a really good glow up. What?
I about said the hair. Very, oh God, why am I blanking? My girl. I don't know if she's my girl anymore. She makes some weird comments. Very Abby Lee Miller, like in the beginning. Oh. Very like, just, you know.
I had no idea where you were going with that, and I did not see it going to Abby Lee Miller.
Abby always has like that bump in the front. Oh,
yeah. Abby's got the hair. She's got the bump.
Mm-hmm.
She gives you a bump. That is for
every
sure.
Time.
Yeah, I'm not excited at all for this season. I will not be watching this season. I will
me
only
neither.
Get cliff notes. I can't even fathom it. I can't even fathom watching it and taking notes, because it's going to just be like the same exact fight is still happening. I am only curious to see what happens with Jackie and Margaret, because they are no longer cool, and Jackie's cool with Teresa. Because I do want to see Margaret get exposed
a
little bit.
Long overdue. And can I just say, anybody that doesn't think that like this is what Jackie's wanted the entire time she's been on the show is a fool. Jackie has wanted to be Team Teresa this entire time. It's just that Teresa never liked her. So
Teresa wouldn't have her.
But now that she'll have her, oh my God. And Teresa saying like the nicest stuff about her every time they like get somewhere on a red carpet. I'm like, ooh, Jackie is living. She's living.
Ooh. Absolutely. Let's actually segue this conversation into something that I know both you and I, it peeves us. It gets us irritated. Okay. So I know you're not a big challenge.
I know enough. I know, you know, I used to be a diehard back in the day, but then kind of fell off over the years. Yeah.
And that's fair. So there was a last season, not this current one airing, but last season was called Ride or Dies. And the name implies what it implies, like best friends, you've known each other forever, whatever. We were introduced to two new people, two Ride or Dies together. Horacio and Olivia.
They still bring on like entirely new people. It's not just like the same. Oh no.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, they got
that's right. Because you know what? Actually, the reason I'm like still so as in tune as I am with it is because they bring on Big Brother people. So I know. Okay. Yeah. And Survivor, not an Amazing Race. Yeah.
And these two actually weren't from another show.
Oh, they just got it how they live. Okay. Love that for them.
Interesting. I think I might be wrong about that. But anyway. So this current season that's airing right now, I had to like stop halfway through because I was like, it's just not doing enough. The whole premise of this one is like a new champion will emerge. So there's no returning players. There's and instead they bring them in as like the mercenaries.
No Johnny Bananas this time. Before.
Like, no, which of course I know how I feel about that. So and he's like, I didn't even get the phone call, so it's fine. Because he was working on Villains or something. Mm. He's been doing a bunch of shit.
He probably planned on being in Scotland a lot longer than he was. So, but
although I have truly no complaints about this season of Traitors. Amazing. Like none at all whatsoever. I thought I was going to be pissed about Johnny Bananas leaving, but I am over it because the season's so good. I'm like, it's fine. Amazeballs. It's great. Bye. So good. Okay, so on this current season of The Challenge, Horacio and Olivia are there, and she ends up betraying Horacio, and she's getting all kinds of feedback about it, and she has since gone on and done a podcast. I'll play the clip right now. Now, I didn't pull these clips. I just screen recorded the clips from someone's from the Instagram account, so they're a little like choppy and kind of hard to follow, so not the way I would have done it, but I'm going to play it right now. So she does this interview. So what you're going to see is her podcast, the podcast she does where she's answering how she met Horacio. And then the next one is what they said when they were on last season and how they met.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I hope it plays. I'm not 100% sure if I did this right because I'm still kind of getting used to this.
Knew that I was contacted for the show. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I have this guy that could be your partner.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then me and Horacio met. We're Ride or Dies because we met a long time ago, 2014.
Ah! Let's watch that again.
You and Horacio meet in the first place. Like, how did that get
Because our management,
together?
Literally our management knew that I was contacted for the show. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I have this guy that could be your partner.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then me and Horacio met. We're Ride or Dies because we met a long time ago, 2014.
Horacio is hot. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. No, Horacio is hot.
Goodness gracious.
So, yeah. So, they all season long, Kendrick, they talked about how they've known each other forever. Like, you could pull so many interview bites from Olivia being like, I've known Horacio for a long time and this is just how he is, or something like that.
Oh my God.
So, I get very irritated with shit like this. I know you do too. It's like, I just don't understand on Ride or Dies. Like, pick another season, I guess. I don't know. It's like, the same thing happened with one of them, Fessel. He was a Big Brother guy.
Oh, yeah.
He came on with a Ride or Die, but it turns out it was just someone he tried to, like, holler at in the DMs, and she didn't give him the time of day. But then when he got that blue check mark, she replied. But I think what happens is when you get the blue check, you automatically go to someone's inbox as opposed to their requests. So I feel like she probably didn't even see until he had the blue check and came. And that was his Ride or Die, Mariah.
Okay.
So, I mean,
okay.
I guess it was a very loose Ride or Die. Also that season, Jordan, who was Tori's ex-boyfriend, you know Tori?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I will tell everyone else who knows exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so also, it was so weird to me that Jordan and Anissa were Ride or Dies because It was a very big stretch. Anissa and Tori are like best friends, but I think
Anissa's been doing this a long time, baby.
You know what? Anissa is still coming up in drama this current season. She's not even there. She's not even there, but she caused some drama with some cast members that are currently there. And so she definitely, yeah, Anissa is kind of iconic. She's messy as hell.
Love that.
But
love
she's
that.
Iconic. Yes.
That's exactly how I remember her. So love that.
So Olivia's getting all kinds of bad backlash for that because You don't lie about it. Both Horacio too. Horacio can't get away with it. I'm sorry. I'm mad at him too.
You know what? This is always it's always kind of a sticking point for me because I feel like we become so like ingrained with it on Housewives where they're like, oh my God, we've known each other for years, and then they show a picture from like 6 weeks ago of them like together at a bar.
That's your marker. That's your test. You've always said that your test is, if they can show a picture from back in the day,
yes,
we believe it.
Then I'll believe. Then I'm like, okay, whatever, credence, I'll give it to it. But like, they do this all the time. Basketball wise, I remember one thing they're notorious for. Someone will invite, you know, they'll be, oh my God, I've known Jackie Christie since, oh my God, you know, I used to follow her and Doug around. They were the it couple and all this kind of stuff. And like, yeah, we've been best friends. We have these parties and all this kind of stuff. And then it's like the slightest little thing where like it'll slip through when they come over like Jackie's house. She's like, oh my God, Jackie, your house is so beautiful. I've never been here before. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. I thought y'all were like best friends, bestie boots, throwing parties together all the time. Why have you never been at that lady's house?
That's like lying 101. Just pretend.
Yes.
like when Monica went, she's like, I've never been here before, Meredith. On Salt Lake City. She didn't need
Except
to say
that. Except
the
time that. I took that club. No, I'm
just She could not. She could have avoided. Monica just, as long as she just didn't need to say that. She could have been like, I have been right here before. Or just not mention it, but to go out of your way to be like, this is my first time here.
Right. You should add on, this is my first time here with black hair. I've never been here with black hair before.
This is my first time here. What?
Right.
Okay. Next up, Britney Spears decided to... She just felt like being messy. She posted a picture of her, Ben Affleck, and Diane Warren from years ago. And the caption is, he's such an amazing actor. Did I fail to mention I made out with Ben that night? I honestly forgot. Damn, that's crazy. Wish I could tell you guys the story that happened before that. Oh, dear. I'm just being a gossip girl. PSS, I actually forgot. So, okay, the photos dated, like, this was from 1999. He was a little Playboy back then.
Uh-huh.
Gwyneth Paltrow even. So, okay, fun fact. My uncle was doing, because he's been in PR for forever. Uh-huh. He was doing the Armageddon PR press tour.
Ooh.
And that was when he was with Gwyneth.
Uh-huh.
Now, okay, mind you, for me as a kid, Brad Pitt was my number one. And then he was with Gwyneth Paltrow. So I was like, well, I guess I got to move on.
Uh-huh.
I move on to Ben Affleck. And then that hussy starts dating Ben Affleck.
Damn it, Gwyneth.
So when she went for Chris Martin, I was like, good, I don't care about him.
Right.
But so my uncle knew I loved Ben Affleck, and he told me a story about how he was taking Ben around from interview to interview, and Gwyneth came in and surprised him, and he ran over and he picked her up and he gave her a big hug. But the rest of the time, my uncle said that Gwyneth just looked irritated with him. He was like,
oh,
he was just, I think, too dumb for Gwyneth Paltrow or something, because Ben was just being Ben and she was just like rolling her eyes or whatever. So, of course, I love that. I'm like, I would appreciate Ben Affleck. I was like 11.
Right. She comes across as like outrageously highbrow that I don't even know if it's like an intellect thing. It's the thing of like, we don't do this at my level, and you're doing a lot of like middle tier, lower tier stuff. She's because every time she does an interview or like one of those weird social experiments,
I know, right?
For some reason, like I'm like, you're so out of touch with reality. Like when she, wasn't that her that went to the grocery store with like, what was it, $25, and they're like, buy you some. Oh no, it was a minimum wage check. They're like, buy you some groceries with this minimum wage check. And she's like, oh my God, that's easy. I can do that. And she's getting like organic cute. Like she's getting all like organic stuff, first of all. And like, she gets to the cash register with like the smallest amount. She's like, I can't live off of, what do you mean? I can't eat. I was like, yeah, bitch, it's duh. What do you just, that's these people are saying. And you're up here buying organic and all
that. I didn't see that. That's amazing.
I'm gonna see if I might be.
No, she out of person, touch is Gwyneth in a nutshell. I think that's kind of why she's funny to me now, because she, like, her mom is Blythe Danner, for crying out loud. So, yes. Like, she's been, you know, she's a nepo baby, but, you know, fine. She's earned it still. But all okay. For the record, I just want to say this about nepo babies. There's nothing wrong with being a nepo baby. It's the ones that fail to recognize the opportunity that they've been awarded as a result of being nepo babies. You can be talented. I am not taking that away from them. It's just that, like, you got to at least acknowledge that you had a leg up on other people. That's all we need you to do.
Exactly.
And don't be offended when we call you a nepo baby, because you are. It's okay. It's good. You're lucky. We're jealous. We're fucking jealous. We wish we were too. But just, like, know that you're getting a lot of privileges as a result of that. Just, that's all we want you to do.
Right. Some of y'all are actually very, very good. We love that. Yes. Love you. You can stand on your own. So we're not, like, after a while, it'll go away. But, like, some of y'all are only here because of your mom and your dad. So let's be very clear about that. And it was Gwyneth Paltrow. It was $29 at the grocery store. They were like, Gwyneth bought on food stamps what only rich people buy is the name of the article. It was like 8 years ago. Yep, she fails the $29 food stamp challenge.
Duh. It's like when you ask rich people how much things cost. Like, how much is a gallon of milk? And they'll be like, $25?
Yes.
Something, like, cheap, no, like that, right? No, not at all.
No, boo, no.
But okay, Brittany and Ben, I could have swore that when Justin did the Cry Me a River video, we all thought it was about Brittany and Ben. That's what I remember thinking. I remember thinking that was Ben Affleck and Britney Spears, and that was the allegation.
I don't remember that part of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was. And so, like, I guarantee they were out one night and got drunk and, like, made out. And even though Affleck was with Paltrow at the time, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And everything that Justin did to her, she deserved that Ben Affleck kiss.
Exactly.
She deserved that kiss.
My favorite, though, is that now it's been resurfaced. So Ben, because he's always being hounded by paparazzi, they asked him, like, he was out walking around and, like, the paparazzi was like, what do you have to say about Britney saying you guys made out? And he was just like, and I think I just love irritating. The problem is Ben is so fun to irritate that they're going to keep irritating him.
He is always so frustrated every time they talk. There was, like, one paparazzi guy that, like, he loves. I feel like he's always, like, outside of somewhere, and he's so nice to him, so he talks to him, and he'll ask him, like, random questions about, like, sobriety and, like, all kinds of stuff. And he's just, like, you know, he'll talk to that one guy, but everyone else, you always catch the pictures of him just, like, oh, why am I here? Why are we doing this? I always feel like he's the most depressed man on the planet. But then I'm like, well, maybe he just hates the paparazzi. I don't know.
And can you imagine how exhausting it is? I can't remember what the name of the doc was, the Britney Spears doc. The one that she did after, like, the conservatorship had started and they showed her. That was a really fucked up documentary because it was, I don't know what it was supposed to show us. I don't know.
What's that?
I know it happens sometimes. There's no rhyme or reason to it, Kendrick.
Do people in the comments do that?
Nope. Oh. Sometimes if I put my thumb up, nothing. It doesn't ever work. Remember how sometimes it would pop up? It worked for Kendrick. I just scared my cat. She's like, bitch, why are you screaming?
I watch other, like, people's live, but I watch them, like, the next day. I watch them, like, live, and I see that pop up. I'm like, oh, someone donated money or something. Like, I never
know. You know what? That's what I thought it was at first, too. But I looked it up, and I have no clue what it is. It's something on my MacBook, but if it comes up. And also, don't you remember there's been balloons that pop up sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
It's from it's that thing. It's
I like it.
It's a woo. Damn, nothing.
Didn't happen. I know.
It'll happen again when we're in the middle of something serious.
Right.
Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustratingly low libido? Our sex drives can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy, or flibanserin, is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and you want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today, or go to Addy.com. That's Addy.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching, or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's Addy.com.
Okay, let's go on. This news just kind of broke recently, and it's not, I don't have much intel, but Cyndi Lauper's son, only son, was arrested in NYC in connection to a shooting on Wednesday.
Goodness.
Not expected, right?
No, let me look her son up. I'm so nosy. I always want to see what people look like when I...
He's got, the picture I have of him is he's got some braids in his hair.
Oh, what? Well, she has the blue hair.
Yep, yep, yep.
Blue purple. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was released.
I believe it.
Yeah, exactly. He was released, but he was charged with allegedly illegally carrying a loaded firearm in New York City. Here is what they say. In the criminal complaint, this is from Love B. Scott. In the criminal complaint filed in Manhattan court, per the New York Daily News, Declan was apprehended nearby after the shooting. He allegedly possessed a fanny pack that contained a loaded Glock with 7 bullets in its magazine. Isn't that amazing? That's so hipster. That's so hipster, right? Like, I have my fanny pack and my gun.
All the rappers are like, I keep it on my hip. I keep that thing on me. He's like, yeah, I keep it in my fanny pack, baby. He like, don't
right in the front. So easy. The okay. Easy access. He's starting a trend. He's a trendsetter. The complaint said Lauper possessed the weapon with intent to use it unlawfully against another, and he was charged with 2 counts of criminal possession of a firearm. There was also another man involved in it. The victim, he was shot, Omar Lewin, and noted that he was also charged with criminal possession of a weapon. That guy? Lewin was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was said to be in stable condition. So well, he's lucky.
Yeah, that's
he is
good.
Lucky. Yeah, he had a $20,000 bail, but I think that was no problem. I'm pretty sure that they were able to.
I'm hoping
pay that. Yeah, that yeah, was yeah, no yeah. Problem. Yeah, yeah, his father was spotted. Yeah. Oh my God, Declan. Who's Declan? Wait,
I think that's her son, right?
Is that him? Declan's his name. It's a weird name. But his father, the defendant, the dad was at the register actually paying. Someone spotted him at the cashier window paying with a large sum, with an envelope of cash. Yeah, I did not realize Declan was a rapper that goes by the name Dex, and he's had some previous run-ins with the police.
Spell Dex.
Yeah, D E X.
Oh, just okay. Got it. I've been watching One Day on Netflix, and the main guy's name is Dexter. It's that the super hot guy from White Lotus season 2. The one
You know what? You posted that, and I forgot that's okay. One Day. Uh-huh. You know, he's hot. He's hot because you could tell he's dangerous.
I don't know if I like him on the show, though. I'm going back and forth. Okay,
he doesn't turn you on the show?
Yes and no. Let me tell you why. I've realized recently that I am so not the target audience for a lot of the stuff that I watch. And I don't know why. Like, a lot of stuff I get, like, tricked into watching. Like, I feel like Zale from Who Asked Me podcast, I feel like she posted one day about the summer I turned pretty. And so I started watching that. And like that show on Netflix where like the girl comes, her family passes away. She goes to live with that family, like on the farm. It's got Donna from Suits on there. Like that's a show. And like, it's like whenever like a woman has to choose between two men, I always feel like she makes the wrong decision. And it annoys me so badly because I feel like they're trying to push like, yes, that's a good person. Yes, they've got a great job. Yes, they're going to treat you right. Yes, they're going to do all of this, but that's a bad boy. And that's the one that you should wind up with. And I'm always like, girl, get a grip on life. Like, no, that's not what you, and it's, and I feel like so many people watch it like desiring that, but like not going to do it in real life. I can't make that connection. I'm so practical in a lot of my stuff.
You are
that
so
I'm like,
practical, yeah.
I'm like, I hate this. I hate it, but then I keep watching anyway. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You consume more content than anyone I know.
I know, it's literally like,
I don't know how you have
my
time.
Happiness. I know, I don't either. I work from home 3 days a week. That might change soon. Oh my God.
What?
But I literally have something. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
No.
Whole thing. I know. Y'all pray for me. Whole
we are
thing.
Praying. Everyone pray. Because that, full-time, you'd be full-time in the office?
Not full-time. I don't think I'll ever go back to being 5 days in the office, but it might be close. And I don't like that. I don't know.
Nope.
Don't like it.
We refuse
don't like
that.
It. Yes. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
We don't allow that to take place.
Mm-mm.
Okay, next thing. I know you're not a huge Teen Mom person, but you know the Players, right?
Yes, I keep up mostly through you now, actually.
Oh, good. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know who Ashley is on the show?
Is she an OG or...
No, she's not an OG. Ashley was... her kind of claim to fame on the show is that she got in that fight with Brianna, her mom.
I recognize the face.
Her and her
yep.
mom and Brianna and her mom got into a fight on one yep. of the family reunions.
I recognize her face, yep.
So she is not returning this season, but MTV mm-hmm. didn't even... like formally fire her. What they did was they just ghosted her and didn't contact her for filming.
I know you lying.
I gotta say something about MTV. They treat Ooh. their people like shit.
Oh.
Honestly, Teen Mom, like think about it. These kids were kids, let you exploit their lives, let years and years go by of them being poor as fuck while uh-huh. you guys just documented it. Uh-huh. And then you were like, see you later, bye. And then
that's only raggedy.
And then only after years and years of just because that's what the pay scale is. And now I guess they've gotten pay cuts, which is why all of them are doing OnlyFans.
Oh dear.
Yeah, Brianna's doing
even
Caitlyn and Tyler.
Yes, that's which, what I.
I'm sorry, the Caitlyn Tyler OnlyFans. It makes me feel like she's pimping him out. It really makes me uncomfortable. I know he claims he's okay with it. I just don't like how much ownership Caitlyn has over his OnlyFans. Like she's yeah. always the one posting it and bragging about it, and it just feels weird because we all know that he was abused as a child. And it just feels, I don't know, it really creeps me out. It feels like it's coming around again. Yeah, like I'm sure it's consensual. I'm sure he's totally into it. He's been working hard on his body and has been talking about it nonstop. And it's just like, it really kind of makes me nervous. But anyway, Ashley, the big thing with Ashley and the cast of Teen Mom was that when that fight happened between Brianna and Brianna's mom, it was like the mm-hmm. mom and daughter and the mom and daughter versus each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what Ashley did was gross because she's spit. But Ooh. Honestly, Brianna was doing a whole lot of shit too. It was not as like, it wasn't like Ashley did something totally out of nowhere. And Ashley got so vilified for it. Ashley did do a lot of shit online. She's one of those people that gets on the internets and starts typing up all kinds of mean comments and shit yeah. like that. Like she definitely does do that, but they all do it. They all respond to each other. So I actually feel sad that Ashley was ghosted and is not coming back to Teen Mom. I feel like she got the raw end of the deal. But again, back to this, like MTV doesn't have the respect for these girls to message them and tell them that at least Bravo, say what you will, Bravo does treat their casts like the actors on a set, like you treat them with kid gloves. Not MTV. MTV is not like that with their people at all. Look at the fucking challenge. Those people get injured so bad. This last challenge that they did, There were like multiple people. One of them popped an implant, three broken ribs. The other one, two broken ribs. Another one, concussion. They don't show any of it.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, no, MTV is fucking savage. Like they are like Jersey Shore.
Fancy bougie ratchet.
Jersey Shore gets it so easy. Honestly, the Jersey Shore kids, they treat delicate. They love them. They're like, you can do season after season of this family vacation and not have to give us any fucking content.
Honestly, yeah, a lot of people have been saying
me.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. So this season, it's looking like it's going to be a little bit, but what they've done on Jersey Shore is they just built it all on Angelina because she was so desperate to be on the show again. Like she only did one season, left early, second season, left early, and then that was it. Goodbye, Angelina.
Oh.
And so she was eager to come back, and they just kind of, after the first couple seasons of Family Vacation, they're like, just keep making Angelina do all of it. And if you're basing your show on Angelina, who's one of the worst, in my opinion, casting decisions of all time, you got a problem. But then you have to give her flowers because she's the only one doing anything.
Oh. Well, that sucks. And then that invited Ronnie back, right?
And if this doesn't have some sort of meat to it, if you don't give me something now that Ronnie and Sammy are filming together for the first time in a decade or whatever it is, then cancel the show. And bring back Floribama Shore. Floribama Shore.
I watch clips
on
them.
Great show.
I watch clips on them like online. Like all of my little like reality TV accounts I follow that just post like random clips. I watch their stuff all the time. I like them.
We like the cast is great. They had like Floribama Shore, the cast was diverse. They had, guess what? Two whole black people.
Right. More than most. Right?
More than most. And like, yes, the cast starts falling apart towards the end. Like Gus falls apart, but Gus is married now. I wonder what he's like. Jeremiah, I think, was actually the issue, but that's another story. I'll do a whole Floribama Shore episode, guys, I promise, because like I could go on and on and on and on. Ooh. But the cast was so good. They actually are still friends in real life. They hang out all the time. Candace would be leading them in prayers. They prayed all the time as a group. Ooh. I'm talking even when they were feuding, they would pray for resolution. Oh my God. It was such a good cast. Jersey Shore, on the other hand, I feel like they owed them a favor or something. Because they're like, we did kind of build this whole franchise, like with all these spinoffs and shit from Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So they were like, you guys want to try to reunite? Don't worry. You don't have to do too much. That's like what it was. It felt like. It felt like they were like, just show up. Because the whole season is them teasing something that's coming, but then nothing comes.
So how do people feel about Ronnie being back? Because I know he had like all that like, what is it like domestic violence stuff going on? Am I remembering that right?
It wasn't great. So he last season he came back and was apologetic to the group and has changed his ways. I am inclined, like at first I was very hesitant because Ronnie was really, really creepy, toxic, horrible, scary, toxic. Yeah. But honestly, I'm actually happy to see him back and if he is doing well. Because Ronnie, I went back and rewatched Family Vacation from the beginning because I was like, I need to see what am I missing? What am I? So he definitely was bad and he was in that terrible relationship. But the cat, like Jenny, did some shady stuff to him too. Like she tried to expose a bunch of his stuff. And they all kind of have that rule, like we won't expose each other. Type of thing. So I wonder, I don't know. I feel scared that he's back and it's not going to be different, but also feel comfortable that he's back and it will be different. I don't know. I honestly can't tell. I can't tell how I feel about it. All of them have been, not all of them. He was the worst. That is for sure. But they all cut him off. All of them. The whole group cut him off. And Mike was, the situation was the one who was like, because, you know, he's sober and he likes to help people. And so he was like, Ron reached out. He wants to try to come back. So he did like one conversation where he apologized and they could tell there was a difference in him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Kendrick, I really don't know. I can't tell. I'm going to go to I want to see what people are saying in the chat. Let me see.
Let's I don't have mine up.
Oh, no. Oh, people are talking about Teen Mom. Jasmine, hey, girl, hey. Jasmine is stepping in. And she said, honestly, it was Brianna's mom who started it all. That was that fight they had. And Jasmine, I agree. Okay. I agree with you. Ashley was vilified also because she was getting crunk while she was pregnant and knew it, but the other girls didn't except Caitlin. I forgot about that. Angelina is good TV, but she annoys me. Yes. Floor Pamela Shore was good. Okay, we got that. Ben Affleck always looked so disgruntled. Okay, that's not about that. What do you guys feel in the chat about Ronnie's return? Hi, Zachary. What are your thoughts? And Candace
Everyone's
is
speaking.
From
Hi, everyone. Hi, Bo.
Let me go through and say hi. Hi, everybody here in the chat. Hi, you guys.
Candace from what? Wait.
Candace from Floor Bama Shore.
Oh, okay.
She's okay, the one leading everyone in prayer. I'm very up in the air about Ronnie's return, Jersey Shore in general. I don't know.
Are they a chop? They might be a chop.
They might be a chop. Point. But anyway, Ashley not returning to Teen Mom, and they're bringing back Mackenzie. Now, do you know Mackenzie's drama?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mackenzie said something so, it was like in 2020, so we were all in quarantine and everyone was
oh dear.
And she said, very white Mackenzie.
Okay.
Said something like, of all the colored women, we pick Kamala Harris.
Goodness.
The problem, though, is that MTV didn't actually fire her again. They just ghosted her. So Mackenzie, like, she obviously lost everything because everyone was like, you don't say that. And she had to learn. She did. She educated herself. She actually did. I think she filmed something with Cheyenne, who's Black, and learned and did that kind of thing, but then they just never contacted her to film. And I just think that's really fucked up. MTV is so savage like that.
I want to say that because I've been hearing with all these like interviews that like people are doing, like I've been hearing a lot about these production companies. Like that's right? One thing I at least respect about, like I know people feel a way about Carlos King sometimes. One thing that I respect about him is if someone's not delivering on a show of his or someone's like being bad to production or something, he sits them down, he has a conversation with them, and like, if this isn't working out, you need to go, or if you're going to come back, you're going to do this, that, and the third. He's very transparent with all of these people. If they don't come back next season, you know why. So it's never like
exactly,
you never have to wonder whether like, oh, they just don't contact her, they gave her a blank. No, you're fired because you did this, that, and the third. Like, it's no thing. And Mariah Huck, I don't know if you listened to either one of those interviews.
I watched part of part one and then fell asleep and then I forgot to go back.
She was talking about, but this has come up a lot about Married to Medicine's production, about how they, allegedly, they say that like the producers use the cast to do their dirty work sometimes. So, like not even like trying to make storyline like for the show.
Yes.
They literally are like, we hate Mariah or we hate Quad. We're not gonna like just openly fire her. We need you to like deduct their time on here. And like other cast members will tell them, like, they told me they want me to come after you. They told me that if I film with you here or something like that, then I'm not gonna be in more episodes. Like all this kind of stuff. So like, it's so crazy. Like if you're the production company, like if you don't think someone's working out, talk to NBC or you whoever the parent company, like what are you doing? Like it's so, I don't know. That's grimy also, to me.
It's grimy, but then it takes away from the actual show. We're watching the show for real, authentic relationships and dynamics. And if somebody is just, you know, acting out a production desire on camera, it's just why?
Right. It's
why?
Weird.
Let it like, I don't like that. Handle it professionally. Okay. Mm-hmm. Handle it professionally. Speaking of, we're going to move off of Teen Mom. We're going to go on to this. One of the main points this week that was a big one. This is like the big story. It's the Charmed cast. The cast of Charmed. We have got drama resurfaced here.
Wow.
So all of these years. So, okay. Rose McGowan came on to replace Shannon Doherty.
Yes.
In their like fourth season or something like that. Mm-hmm. And of course, Shannon Doherty was already rumored to be difficult and terrible after 90210. And that and word got out that like basically Tori Spelling said, she's too mean. I don't like her. And to this day, by the way, Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth don't like Shannon Doherty.
When
they did Is it Drag Race? They did a Drag Race episode and they had to like direct the queens in like a high school type of show, like 90210. Mm-hmm. And they made a reference to Shannon Doherty and they were like, we don't say her name or something like that. So like they still don't like Shannon Doherty. So as a result of her reputation, everyone assumed Shannon Doherty was the reason she was difficult and they had to fire her and they brought in Rose McGowan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And this is like, how long is this? This has been forever ago. So this whole time we've been like over here blaming Shannon Doherty. She's the problem. She's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some stuff has resurfaced. they were doing some con, like MetCon or I don't know, some convention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Doherty's, Milano recently broke her silence saying, because I think it was Shannon started the whole thing. I think Shannon started it by saying that actually it was Alyssa Milano who got her fired. And then Milano said that she didn't even have a hand in letting her go. This is all on like a OmegaCon. That's what it was.
Yeah.
OmegaCon.
I saw the video. I didn't watch it. Like they were on a stage, like a really big stage and like, yeah, like a panel style, but in those chairs I don't sit in. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So Milano claims that she's like, she's handling it very well. I will say she's very PC, handling it very well. I knew this was going to come up in one way or another, and I want to be very thoughtful in how I respond. I will just say that I'm sad. I'm the most sad for the fans. I'm so sad that a show that has meant so much to so many people has been tarnished by a toxicity that is still to this day, almost a quarter of a century later, still happening. And I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. She claims she didn't have the power to get anyone fired. Well, along comes Holly Combs, what's her middle name? But Holly Marie Combs. Mm-hmm. She's the one who's always been able to kind of stay out of this. Mm-hmm. She's like the nice one, right? Well, she came in, she has a podcast, and Shannon was on said podcast, and they talked about it.
Oh.
Okay. Here's what she said. Combs, nice one, little sweet. She claims one of the producers of the show, Jonathan Levin, told her Doherty was fired after Milano threatened to sue producers.
Oh.
Yep. It says we didn't, the quote is, we didn't mean to, but we've been backed into a corner. We're basically in this position where it's one or the other. We're told by Alyssa it's her or Shannon. And Alyssa has threatened to sue us for a hostile workplace environment. That is so HR buzzword.
Big Liz. Right, right.
I didn't even know that like they could. I feel like on a show, it's so different, right? When you're co-stars, almost like on reality TV. Like mm-hmm. if you think about it, it's nothing but a hostile work environment.
Exactly. HR is like, I'm sorry, but that they're is like, the environment. Thank you.
They're like, we have the, they have a, environment. They have like that's a file this big of all examples. They're like, oh, we just keep adding it to this pile, but
right.
there's nothing we can do about it, guys.
Sorry.
But Doherty, this is on the podcast. She goes, the narrative that I quit was assigned to me by other people. I didn't assign it to myself. And I think just at that point in my life where I don't want to keep lying about something. I don't think that there's anybody in their right mind that would quit a hit show that's paying them a good amount of money that they actually really enjoy working on. Yeah, agreed. Agreed. It's like she didn't quit. There's no fucking way. Representatives from Milano, Doherty, Combs, and CBS Studios, which now owns Charm Productions Company, did not respond to requests for comments for this exact one, though. So they're all like, fuck. Yeah. So, but then other people came out to say that actually Milano was a terror to work with. It was another job because Milano recently did like a crowdfunding thing for her son's baseball team. Mm-hmm. And people were like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Why do you need crowdsourced right. funding? You are Alyssa Milano. Charmed is running all
just
the time.
Buy the uniforms. Right.
What are you talking about? So like that's kind of added to people thinking that there's maybe some truths to other actors are like, she was actually a nightmare. I hated working with Alyssa. Mm. So this whole time has Alyssa Milano been the issue? Has Shannon Doherty just got this horrible reputation? But then it goes back to 90210. But then she says that that was just Tori Spelling, that just Tori Spelling and her had an issue.
Ooh.
I mean, but there is a common denominator, right? It still is like Shannon on both. But I don't know. Allegedly, Alyssa just wanted that's to top hard. Billing. She wanted top billing and that's how she wanted Shannon out, but I'm like, damn, that's ridiculous.
Who was the HBIC on Charmed, like the actual show? Was it Shannon or was it Alyssa? Because I know it's like a three-person ensemble.
I would think it would be like, because I didn't watch Charmed.
Meaning it wasn't my jam.
It wasn't my jam, but I would think it was Shannon.
I was watching One Tree Hill. I don't want to be anything other than.
That was good.
This congestion is doing it to me. Oh my God, I'm like Phoebe on Friends when she got sick.
Oh my God, you're so Phoebe and you have the hot sick. We need to get you a guitar.
All right.
So, what do you, I think that, because that's a big, bold thing to do, to say, hostile work environment, I'm going to sue you guys. They claim that she just wanted to be the top, both Holly and Shannon claim that Alyssa just wanted top billing.
See, I have an issue, like, if all of this is true, I have an issue with the people just now coming out and saying that, like, oh no, Alyssa was the problem. Because if that's the case, Shannon, this happened, I don't know how many years ago, this entire time, the entire public has formed these opinions about Shannon. And now, like, it's affected, like, the type of, because she was a star. So it affected the type of job she can get after that, like, everything. So I have a big issue with people just now coming out saying, oh, well, you know what? You're actually right. Now that this clip has resurfaced, now that I'm, now I can tell you about my experience with Alyssa Milano and how she's a nightmare. And it's like, oh, okay, that would have been nice 15 years ago so I can get this other job that I was up for, but people think that I'm a terrible person to work with.
Exactly. Shannon had, like, her career was destroyed. Gone. Done. After that.
Done.
Yeah. So I think, Alyssa, you are the villain.
I can see it.
Ooh, this is the villain.
I can believe it.
Okay, for the last one, I've been saving this for the end. We're going to also be recording on Kendrick's pod too, FYI, guys. So you'll have to check out his next episode.
We're talking about this last topic and The Traitors, the latest episode. So it's going to be a fun episode.
The Atlanta casting updates. Okay, Kendrick and I are on the same page. I fully believe Candy quit on her own accord.
Oh, absolutely.
I do not think
unlike
this is a
Shannon,
code.
Right.
Unlike Shannon. Unlike Shannon Doherty.
Candy actually has a ton more going on, so yes.
And I think, here's why I'm not sad. I feel in my heart she's going to be back the following season.
Yeah, I think if she wants to come back, then she comes back. I think that if life gets too good, like, outside of the show, then she'll stay off of it. But I think that Bravo 100% has their arms out like this. And like, baby, if you want to come back, come back. We will accept you. Open arms. You'll be right there in the middle, center peach holder. You're right there. We don't care. Come on back. They love them some Candy. Now, will they be able to afford her if they really get this all-star cast in next season? That I don't know about, but maybe the ratings will be so high through the roof that they can afford to pay her some more. So,
was it Carlos King who said that there's no way Nene is going back to Bravo?
I think Kenya said that.
Kenya said that. Somebody said that. Yeah,
because someone asked her in an interview, they said, so what if Nene came back? How would you feel about that? And she said, I think that door is closed. I mean, once you sue the network, how much more room do you have to, like, work with them?
I don't know if I believe. I still think they would. Bravo forgives. They forgave Vicky.
True. I think that I think it's really up to Andy. I think if her and Andy work things out, because Andy, no shade, but I think that he's been the one that's been kind of like, absolutely not. She said this about me in the press. I'm not going for it. I mean, which is fair, but fair. Like, I think that I definitely think it's more so him than NBC and all, they're probably so used to lawsuits. They're like, girl, like, whatever. Like, we don't,
that's what I'm saying. But, like, it's just that Nene held that grudge and was still mad. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm right there with you. If Andy and her made up, I think they'd let her come back because they know it'd be iconic TV.
Yeah.
So I personally love that Candy made this choice. I know it's, like, sad, but I'm like, you know what? This is so Candy. It's so on brand for Candy. Mm-hmm. Don't take all this time. Don't waste all of this time.
Yes.
Get it together. Let us know what you're doing. Are we filming? Are we not filming? It's very rude, honestly.
It is.
It's rude. It is. It's very rude to do that. So I think it's very boss bitch Candy to do this. Like, I got enough going on, guys. I am busy. And then you gave me enough time to really think, like, why am I going back?
Right.
So, you know what?
I don't want to happen.
And I really do feel like if she wanted to come back, I feel like she'll want to come back next season. I do. I really feel after she watches the way they handled this, Because if the rumors are true, Portia's coming back.
And I think her and Portia love each other now. So exactly. I think that they would like to work together. So I think, you know, I think that right now, I don't know if it's in production or what's happening, but we know we got the rumor that like Candy and the gang was coming back.
Yes.
I don't know if it still is or what.
Is it going to be on another network though? I thought I saw something about that too.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd be interested. Ooh, Candy, put it on Zeus, girl. That thing will be popping on. Okay, Candy, I could have had
someone come on here, I thought, and said that they saw that it was possibly sold back to Candy or something, that so she could shop it.
Oh,
because they never said it was coming back to. I don't know. I might be making that up, but we hear lots of things.
Right. You know,
but doesn't that kind of sound right?
Yeah. Change the name and put it on another show. Just like make sure, like, get that, like, the production, get it good and get that cast popping. Cause the cast was already good. They were so funny. Mm-hmm. But you got to, like, get that person in there that's going to, like, activate everybody. Yep. And once you do that, oh, Candy, that's gold right there. So you're good.
I want to see Philip and Todd go at it.
Oh my God. Philip was so, oh my God. I hated him at first because I was like, he's so mean to everyone. But then seeing the way the restaurant was run, I was like,
no, he knows what he's
Yeah.
And he has a big heart. He does have a big old heart. I loved Philip. Philip was fantastic. Me too. Loved him.
Oh my God. This is something I could talk about literally for you. That's why, like, we're going to talk about it. But I can talk about all of this for so long. I'm so happy that, Portia is rumored to be like signed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
My question for you is, do you think there were some stipulations for her coming back? Probably. Not necessarily the...
probably.
Because I'm sure they're going to make her talk about like Simon and all like that. And Kenya's going to be there. So they're going to talk about Simon. I don't think that was a thing. Like, I don't think after Phaedra on Married to Medicine, I don't think they're going to let that kind of like demands fly. But I'm wondering, like, if I come back, I'd like to bring a friend with me. Y'all have to talk to her. She's amazing and great. I think Ming Lee is going to be on next season too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wait. Not young Ming Lee. Whose daughter is that? Not Kimora's daughter. Ming Lee behind Snob Life. If y'all look on Instagram.
Oh, I was imagining Ming Lee. I was imagining Kimora's wife.
Yeah, not her daughter. Ming Lee is she's really big in Atlanta. She has Snob Life and she has another business that I can't think of, but she's amazing. But if you look, you'll know her face because her and Portia are together like literally all the time. Like they're like the best of friends. But she's such a great business.
Oh, yeah, I know everything. Who that is.
People love her. So I think that
she'd be great.
I could see her being like at the very least, a friend of. I think that Portia would want to help, like, kind of cast whatever direction they're going in. And I think that'd be one of the stipulations for coming back. Like, okay, if I come back, this can't be no whack shit. Sorry. We got to actually get this ball rolling. I think they'll bring back... I think that now that she's been such a hit on The Traitors, but kind of a flop on Married to Medicine, I think they're going to put her back where she belongs, which is on Atlanta Housewives. So that way you have 3 people that are staples. I think with Phaedra coming back, that'll secure Sheree for another contract.
I didn't even see Phaedra was rumored to come back.
Phaedra, out of her mouth in a recent interview, said that the discussions are being had currently. Like, it's on the table right now to speak. She said that it was E News,
she,
maybe?
Well, then, here, I'm going to get bitchy for a second. She needs to fucking bring it, then, because she always gets away with not talking about anything personal, and that's bullshit.
Well, you know, they a little tea for y'all. I don't know if y'all have heard it or not, but they said that Apollo came to the Married to Medicine reunion that they shot.
Apollo?
Apollo. He was there.
What?
I don't know if it was nasty or salacious or what, but he was there.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's a good tease for the reunion, I'll tell you that much.
Right. But you know what? I think that Phaedra is so good on The Traitors and no one cares how she's doing on Married to Medicine.
Oh, yeah. No, we forgot.
Right. The problem was they put
Married to Medicine after Traitors.
Right. Phaedra's a juggernaut on TV.
Uh-huh.
The problem is they already had a cast of juggernauts. Like, that was a cast that was... They were good. We didn't need like another just random kind of juggernaut coming in, because it didn't, it fit like the first couple of episodes. It was good natural fit, but after that. You're
right. That's a different kind of juggernaut on Married to Medicine. They don't play the same type of games as they do in Atlanta. And like Dr. Jackie is not
over it.
She's like, why did we do this?
Oh, you can tell, like, every time she has to interact with Phaedra, she's
she does not like her.
That housewife. Right. She's like, leave that housewife shit over there. Like, we don't do that over here.
Dr. Jackie is not here for Phaedra's energy. Mm-mm. None of it. She sees what Phaedra's doing and she's like,
hate it.
I mean, I have my own opinions on Dr. Jackie, but still.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? But if we have Phaedra back, Portia back, Kenya back, just that alone.
That alone. And I think that if Phaedra came back, then it makes sense to bring Sheree back too. Because I was okay with Sheree getting the boot again after Traitors. But Sheree is a lot better on Atlanta Housewives when she has, like, when she clocks in, not all the time, but enough to, like, make herself known on the show. She has to get what girls are going to activate her. Marlo, Sonya, that team that she associated herself with, Boo. Tomatoes, bitch. I'm throwing tomatoes. In. No. So get with the winning team and add three new girls on top of that. I think we might have a show.
Mm-hmm. And then next season, Nene and Candy.
There we go.
Bring them back.
Don't we want Candy on next season of The Traitors?
Hell yes.
I feel like that would be so good. I need
hell
her on there.
Fucking she's, yes.
One, make her a traitor because she is so competitive.
I would
that would be so good.
Because my favorite Candy is competitive Candy. I love when Candy gets blindly competitive and cannot even see straight.
Yeah, put her on there with Cynthia. I feel like we need a couple of housewives, so put her on there with Cynthia Bailey, because Cynthia gets really... Cynthia never knows. She's like Sheree. She don't know what's going on. But Cynthia is going to fight if you come for her, which I love. Like, let me cast next season of The Traitors. Like, I got this. I got this, boo-boo. Let me help y'all.
Seriously, though. Ooh. Oh, okay. That just got me excited.
Yes. I love that.
Okay, I'm going to go look at the chatty poo. Candy and Monica on Traitors. Yes, Monica, if she doesn't already have a contract for Traitors, they're doing it wrong.
Right. Now, Monica's not going to know what the hell's going on, but she's going to be good TV on The Traitors, so I'm here for it.
Ooh, Susan, Susan in the chat goes, I think she's talking about, make sure I'm right here, Susan. She goes, please don't let Eric come back. I think she's talking about production. Producer.
He's, okay, so that's a big thing, too. We don't know. The rumor has been, I don't know if y'all know, but I did a whole episode about that rumor in particular, about how, for y'all that don't know, he's over both Atlanta and Potomac. And
they both have had the worst seasons of all time.
Yeah. And so they're like usually two of the biggest, like hard hitting things on Bravo. So it's kind of sad that it's gone that way. But I think that if they're doing all this to bring Portia back and all that kind of stuff, I would have to think that production is going to get a shakeup too.
Right.
I just have to think that. I don't know. It's so sad because I like so many of them.
I know. Personally, I like them personally too.
Right. They're so nice.
I like chat in the DMs sometimes.
Yes.
You know?
They're so nice.
I know. They're so nice. It's got like, I think it takes it's got to get confusing, I think, producing these shows. It's got to get a little just convoluted.
Yes.
You know, you get entrenched in their lives personally, and then but you still have to like coax out story from people that don't really want to talk about a lot of shit. So I think it gets a little convoluted, and maybe they do a little swap out.
I'm sorry, I feel so bad because I always like kind of use him as the standard, but like Carlos is just so good at like maintaining great relationship with people, but like actively being messy as hell and like using this stuff, bringing it out of them and putting it on camera. He's like, no, you know, we're best friends. I love you, but we're absolutely going to show this on the show. Like,
exactly.
Let's not be crazy. And we need that because the trailer, when you think about this past season of Atlanta, the trailer had so much stuff that was not shown on the show.
I know.
And it's like, that was the best, like Kenya and Sonya having a whole blowout and whatever. Like we can... Like, really? Like, Sonya literally, we get nothing from her except her family stuff, which I actually like. I know I'm in the minority on that. I actually like her dynamic with her family. I think they're all, like, so cute and stuff. I love them on Instagram. But it's like, we don't get anything with her in the group. And it's like, you're doing a disservice to her. And I hate the way that, like, it feels like a lot of Housewives shows have gone that way too. And I hate that.
No, I fully agree with you. That's mm-hmm. That's what makes it so hard to be on for so many years, year after year mm-hmm. after year. It's very difficult to continue the magic because yeah. you build relationships with people and there's like a trust issue that ends up popping up. Someone, mm-hmm. Someone said that we've got possibly Teresa joining Traitors next season.
That I need. Now, I'm not going to... That I need. I know I just said I'm over the thought of Jersey in general. Watching Teresa try to navigate this show will hands down be the single funniest shit we have ever seen on that show. Teresa won't know what's going on when someone blindsides her at that banishment table and says they think she's a traitor. That, imagine her trying to flip that big ass, heavy ass...
You know what I have in my head? I have in my head when she's... When that first... The Last Supper on season one, when mm-hmm. she's yelling at Danielle. Maybe something else has to be... And then right. Danielle's already explained everything she wanted to explain. And Teresa's like, hold on. And then goes back to like the beginning. And they're like, we just explained this. Pay attention, please. And imagine yes. someone doing anything like that to Teresa. Oh, I wanted to try to flip that table.
Her and Sheree are similar in the fact that like they both stutter when they get angry or like they get flustered. So like her trying to be like, well, I obviously I'm not a traitor. So like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not a traitor.
Susan, I don't know why you would think I'm not a rat. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we need that. We need that. They should just let us like, God. We should do a live episode one day. We just literally cast this show. And like,
I agree.
Whoever the gods that be.
And go through what scenarios would come up. Yes. Oh my God, you guys, this is so good.
Because we watch enough like mess from everywhere that we could genuinely cast this show.
Right.
Like, that's one of the reasons why this season works so well, because I literally know everyone on this show and it's amazing. I'm like, oh, I watched your season of The Bachelor. Oh, I know. Yeah. So it's like, it's amazing.
For the record, and I have my live on Monday that I'll do my full Traitors breakdown, but I was like, I'm Peter. Okay, I didn't even think I'd like Peter, but I like
Peter.
Oh,
we're
Peter
about
now.
To talk about Peter. But trust that.
I got the ick from Peter this last episode. Mm-mm.
Same. It seems
dead
like
to me.
The general public, like, we're not alone right? in it. I think everyone is kind of
like...
We
were all like, look at us liking Peter, and then he came along and ruined it. We're like, never mind. Those tight-ass pants, okay? Those pants are way too tight, sir.
Literally and metaphorically.
Exactly.
Like, geez.
Fuck. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap us up because it's a little over an hour. Kendrick, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Every time thank I ask for... Kendrick, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have to ask one more time, but I don't want to do it with anyone else.
I love it. I love it. And we don't need to talk about Atlanta anymore. They've been on break so long. So, yeah.
I know.
Have me on.
And they're not going to be on for a while. Like, they haven't even filmed it. So we have got such a long time before we get our Atlanta girls back.
Right.
Anyway, okay, guys, the chat. This was such a fun Sunday morning. Maybe I'll change it to do Sunday mornings. We had a lot of fun doing that. This was good. I enjoyed it.
I know. And you gave me an excuse to sleep in, because normally I'd be like up at the gym and all that kind of stuff by now. I actually got to enjoy my Sunday morning, so it was kind of nice.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. Guys in the chat, I love you so much. You guys are the best. All right, guys, love you. Go Super Bowl. Bye.
Go Super Bowl.
Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and/or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm. Or something. You could also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.